Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition, the New Year's Eve edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. As always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling again, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you go over there, you'll see a link on the page to Denise Simon's website, founderscode.com, where you can go over and check out her, the articles that she writes. And right now, here she is, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, is it foggy on your hilltop?
It is.
Okay, because I just got a warning here. I need to read this. This is a weather alert for all the area that we're in Florida down here, where we're broadcasting down here. Dense fog advisory issued until 10 a.m., and it says visibility 1/4 mile or less in the dense fog, portions of the southwest and west central Florida. And I just looked at the map here, and it's all the way up to the Georgia line from pretty much down around Naples on the west side. On the east side, it looks like Fort Pierce to Jacksonville. So be careful, and everything in between. Be careful. All right, now, the Russians and Vladimir Putin had a little chat with Joe Biden. Now, the White House reported the following, and I'm going to read it verbatim because we don't know whether this is true or not. The White House said the United States will respond decisively on the Ukraine if Russia moves.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Putin is the one that requested this phone call.
Right.
Okay. So what's missing from this White House and their statement regarding this 50-minute phone call is why Putin wanted the phone call in the first place. And nobody is saying. Mm-hmm. They're only trying to reveal or infer that Biden was being tough on Putin,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not buying. So having said that, there are a lot of options that the United States can take, and that's also what is coming out of this White House, is the alleged options that the United States or Biden gave to Putin. This is a manufactured crisis, okay? This is the first thing that needs to be understood. Russia has been under no threat, zero threat, by Ukraine. And the big question should be to Putin is, when are you going to be satisfied? What's the problem here that you're dissatisfied, that you feel like you need to be sitting on the border of Ukraine and you feel like there's going to be some kind of threat by Ukraine. Ukraine is not in a position to be of any kind of threat to Russia.
Right.
So there lies the question. Meanwhile, it is said by this White House that Russia has pulled back 10,000 troops. Mm-hmm. That is false. They have not pulled back anybody. So there is the next fabrication of what is happening there. Putin gave a threat to the United States in this phone call that he won't allow any European countries, meaning those that are in NATO,
mm-hmm.
To be a part of any kind of defense system for Ukraine. So he's trying to muscle what NATO is all about. Again, he's under no threat.
Mm-hmm.
The United States and NATO is not looking for a fight. So there's something very fishy about this whole thing, and I don't think we're being told any part of the truth.
Does it have anything to do with the pipeline that everybody talks about that's in there?
Well, it could. That the United States has the ability to shutter that pipeline again, mm-hmm. and which it never should have been allowed to move forward anyway. So, I mean, we're only talking about some disciplines, some consequences to Russia
mm-hmm.
for whatever action they may take. But, you know, when you've got a security situation here for Ukraine, and I would argue that maybe other Baltic states,
mm-hmm.
And you've got Joe Biden sitting on the beach walking his new dog,
mm-hmm.
there's something very wrong going on here. I mean, it just doesn't compute. This cat, you know, should be talking to his military advisors. He should be having a confab with, you know, those over at the Pentagon, the National Security Council, the NSA,
mm-hmm.
You know, to see what's happening. And we're not seeing that.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersShow.com. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about our cruise ships and what the CDC did yesterday. Be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. So it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host, me. Now, you can go over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can either get a quote directly right there off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, perhaps you have a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. You can get all that covered there, too. And don't forget, the way you save money on your insurance is to bundle it with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy, and that will dramatically lower the price of your insurance. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com to find out more, and you can even find out where your local agent is. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
We have two callers on the line. I'm going to start with the first one. Okay, good morning, Bag Gab and Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as the Russia thing goes, I think Putin is just trying to prove that NATO is irrelevant anymore. And our being in NATO doesn't gain us anything. I think it might be time to just pull up stakes and come back to North America. We can't be the world's policemen. It's too risky, and we don't have the military strength. And I want to know what Denise Diamond thought about that, and am I wrong in that? Bye.
Okay, well, we have something called a treaty, which is how we got into NATO to begin with. But go ahead, Denise.
Well, we have to be the world's policeman. I know the argument about we can't be, but if we're not, who's going to be? And, you know, we're seeing when the United States is in any kind of leadership role, like we have been in, you know, the previous decades, then the world starts getting out of balance. The equilibrium starts to suffer, and we're seeing that now because we, you know, with Biden, there's really no leadership, and now we're seeing that the world's being tested in a big way. It not only is it with Putin and Ukraine, but you've got China, who is pretty much putting their footprint any place that they could possibly put it. And, you know, while Putin is going after Ukraine, Beijing, President Xi, is going after Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And it necessarily wouldn't stop there unless the United States, with allies, are trying to, you know, stop it. So, mm-hmm. I understand the argument, but I disagree with it.
All right, now let's go to the phone line. We have, I believe, Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. I'd like to run this by both of you right quick. You know, Republicans, for the love of God, knock it off. Quit bragging and sharing the election strategy on how we plan to beat the Democrats. America, did the Democrats ever share with you how they plan to cheat in the 2020 election? Hell no. Conservatives must organize like never before. Constant meetings in every red and blue states, addressing a slew of weaknesses, a slew of strengths. This is it. Do it right. It's either all or nothing at all. Every voting precinct must have cameras at eye level and 15 to 25 feet in the air. Christopher Wray, who heads up the FBI, is a D.C. swamp devil creature. The DOJ, State Department, are all woke. Cheating will occur in 2022 because left-wing Americans are on the payroll of George Soros, big tech, big pharma, big real estate. Marxist, communist, atheist provides the money to these people who cheat. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, now a couple different things there because I happen to see things. I get a lot of different things from both parties. Because the Democrats don't know who I am or what I am, and I get their stuff, and the Republicans know who I am, and I get their stuff. But to make a long story short, there's a lot of bait and switch going on here with what the Republicans are doing. They're doing this on purpose. Some of the stuff is not necessarily true, but they're throwing it out there. But I will tell you, and I said this before to you, Denise, one of the reasons they did so well in Virginia and had so few problems was 3,000 poll workers that were there, poll watchers, sorry, that were there from the Republican Party that had the ability to be able to take their little camera phones, they were the only ones that could do it, and take pictures of irregularities and report them immediately on the spot if there were any. Problem solved. That was it. That's going to be the key.
Okay, I hear you,
mm-hmm.
But I would argue preparations for any kind of election goes way in advance of polling day and what
sure.
happens at the polls.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a matter of what they're doing with the ballots, what they're doing with the mail outs,
yep.
what they're doing with the voter rolls. So I would say at least 60 or 70% of voter fraud or some kind of nonsense mm-hmm. happens way before it ever gets to poll watchers. So it also needs to be said that the House passed both voting bills in Congress, which are two of the most egregious, disgusting pieces of legislation probably ever passed by the House. They're sitting in the Senate. So you're going to see a big, huge push after the first of the year for the Senate to pass those two bills. Watch those carefully because they are the two most dangerous things that probably have ever happened in the United States. Carry
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about the CDC and something that happened yesterday where they've increased the COVID-19 risk level for cruise ships to the highest warning level, which is a number 4. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also yesterday said that people should avoid cruise travel regardless of their vaccination status after a big increase in COVID-19 cases on board the cruise ships in recent days.
Well, it doesn't speak much to the vaccines, does it?
Not at all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would argue the booster. Now, remember, we have both Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Senator Cory Booker, mm-hmm. who had both tested positive, and they got not only both vaccines, but the booster.
Yep.
So I would say that we're we're being scammed here. We're being fleeced.
We are.
Something is just very wrong. Because also, too, still to this day, this White House, this CDC, especially the CDC and Fauci, none of them talk about any other methods of treatment.
Right.
Or prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes monoclonals. That includes vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, mm-hmm. whatever else.
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin, mm-hmm. all the rest of it. So it's those things are like the 800-pound elephant in the room that, mm-hmm. You know, Fauci and crowd walk completely around.
Well, you're right. And there was a doctor in Minnesota that got put on notice for the, I guess, the fifth time in the past 17 months, and they're pulling his records. They want to know who he's prescribing ivermectin to.
None of their business.
I know that, but they're doing it. It might be none of their business. And by the way, I don't even think they can do it, but they're doing it.
That's what I just said. It's none of their business. It's in violation of HIPAA laws. No. Not that anybody is even following HIPAA laws.
I don't think they are.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It kind of means nothing. So, mm-hmm. You know, we have to pray to God that some of these decent attorneys general, state attorneys general, are going to step up and do their job. You know, like Ashley Moody and, you know, I would say, Texas and Missouri and whatnot, mm-hmm. get on it.
Yeah, yeah. And we're part of a 19-state group that's suing the government on one of those things anyway. By the way, how many Marines have we lost now that are being discharged because of Joey Boy Biden?
Well, 206 have been forced out. Some of them have remarkable years in the Marines.
Yep.
I mean, some of these guys are way past 20 years.
Yep.
And they're being thrown out, literally thrown out, because mm-hmm. they won't take the vaccine. And they have lots of reasons why they won't take the vaccine, some of which are religious. Mm-hmm. It's being ignored.
Well, I hear the music. That means I got to let you go. You got to get yourself ready for the big night tonight, and you'll be back on the radio with us for New Year's Day. All right, happy New Year's Eve to you. All righty, we'll be back with more in the Military and Veterans News segment. Coming right up, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs, Louisville and Superior. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Those who don't know this area of Boulder County is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
So far, more than 34,000 people have been evacuated. The CDC is reporting nearly a 500,000 new COVID-19 cases in a single day. It's the highest daily total of any country during the pandemic. Also, at least 15 states are reporting their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are now reporting a staggering surge in COVID patients, both adults and children, and most of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, you can find out more about the National Aviation Academy by going online and checking out their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Find out more about them that way. And then give them a call. We'll give you that phone number here right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in my backyard right here. I'm in Tampa, Florida. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So those are their two locations. Now, you've heard me say over the years, you need to take the tour of one of those campuses. So, here's the phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080. Call them up. Tell them you want to take the tour of either the Concord, Massachusetts location or the Clearwater, Florida location. Now, in doing that, not only will you see what everything's all about, you'll be able to talk to some students. You'll be able to talk to some instructors. And you'll be able to find out from the people that handle the money end of the business how you can get a student loan, or if you are a veteran, they have people there that specialize in veterans benefits. For example, post 9/11, if you haven't used your benefits to go to school somewhere else, more than likely you will be covered 100% at the National Aviation Academy. That's number one. Number two, if you're pre-9/11, you may or may not have some or all of your benefits. It all depends. They will check it out. They will find out for you if you're military. That's number one. And then you'll get a standard student loan to take care of the rest of it. Now, if you're civilian, obviously, that'll be the way you'll do it, too, a student loan. And they will help you with all of that. So that's the easy part. The hard part is getting you motivated to give them a call and take the tour of one of those campuses. Again, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That number one more time, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. And to find out more about them, you can go online to the website, NAA.edu. Now, the U.S. forces in Korea counted 467 new COVID-19 cases in the week ending Monday, the highest number of infections reported by the command since the pandemic began in March of 2020. A commanding officer in the region said, "It's like nothing we've seen." Well, I get that. But like Denise and I were just talking, these cases are probably Omicron, for the most part, which is just like getting the flu or a common cold that you'll have for 3 or 4 days and then you'll be over it. So while a lot of people are coming down with this, and I get it, the flu is contagious, colds are contagious if you're in the wrong place and your immunity is down, your antibodies aren't there to take care of the threat that you're going to have, well, you'll be over it. And everything will be fine. So it's not the end of the world if you get it. Now, in addition, we heard yesterday from the Department of Defense that under the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, which was passed and signed by Joe Biden, passed by the Congress and signed by Biden, that each military service branch must conduct a review of how it handles missing persons reports. That's in lieu of what happened at Fort Hood, Texas, back-to-back women disappearing and the circumstances, and it took a long time to get that taken care of. Now, after 11 years of trying to kill each other, a Marine and a Taliban fighter met each other. Now, Marines flew near the Arctic Circle in a KC-130, then rode commercial flights and snowmobiles to get toys to 2,500 children in 11 villages. 11 villages in Afghanistan. And got that done. That's amazing. You didn't hear about that, did you? Well, you have now. Now, South Korea effectively has agreed on a draft between the United States and North Korea to end the Korean War. South Korea agreed with the United States on a draft declaring the end of the Korean War, according to the South Korean Foreign Ministry, and it was reported by South Korea's Yonhap News Agency on Wednesday of this week. So we'll see how fast that moves along. In addition, from the Capitol riot to the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, national security stories have dominated the discussions in 2021 as the world began to move beyond the pandemic. We'll be talking about a lot of that tonight on the wrap of 2021. I'm going to give you a tease here in the next hour of one of the stories at least. And reportedly, again, this is according to the White House, Biden and Putin talked about the 100,000 Russian fighters that have been mobilized to the border of Ukraine in what appears to be a preparation for a Russian military advance in the coming weeks. Now, nobody knows if that's going to happen, but you just don't move 100,000 troops and stick them on your neighbor's border unless you're planning on doing something. We'll see. By the way, hours before Kabul fell to the Taliban on August the 15th, the Afghan Air Force was melting down. Instead of unleashing air attacks like they should have been against advancing insurgents, some airmen were actually fighting each other, trying to get into aircraft that were able to fly the hell out of Afghanistan to wherever it is that they went, and then sought asylum. Amazing. And by encouraging Taiwan independence, it forces the United States to not only put Taiwan into an extremely dangerous situation, but also exposes the United States to an unbearable price should the Chinese decide to take Taiwan by force. It won't be pretty. A lot of things going on here because we have a weak president. And they know it. And they know it. By the way, the top U.S. and Russian officials for the Iran missile discussion have met in Vienna. A Russian envoy said that the delegates on both sides said Moscow and Washington were coordinating a bid to salvage the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Don't know if it can be done or not, but they're working on it. And by the way, the military's burning of more than 30 civilians in their vehicles on December the 24th left the locals devastated and terrified. This was done by the Myanmar military in the state of Kaya in Myanmar. And some of these people were missionaries. What a shame. That military, that country, it's worse than the Wild West. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. We'll have Chris Markowski right around the corner here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be talking to Chris. Be talking about some of the things that went on financially yesterday. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is being brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body done now with a double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, and it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, I'm telling you, that feels good. That feels good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Mr. Watchdog, what's the temperature up there?
I'm going outside.
This morning. It's been seasonably warm, believe it or not.
It doesn't appear to be cold, but boy, I'll tell you what, you got cold weather coming your way.
Yeah, it's mid-40s, so it's real warm. It's not going to start getting cold until next week. It's going to start down there in the 20s and whatnot.
Okay, well, the stock market is doing all kinds of silly things here. When you think it's going to go up, it goes down. When you think it's going to go down, it goes up. But I guess we need to just thank our lucky stars that everybody's not scraping things off the floor, so to speak, because it's in bad shape. The market seems to be reacting positively to what's going on. Am I wrong?
Well, I want to call it a Santa Claus, rally, whatever it may be. I mean, it's hard to call. At the end of the year type of stuff, moving around, there's not a lot of traders that are in the offices, so I wouldn't place much on any action in the markets over this period of time. And the next year, you're starting to see all the people come out wanting to give their predictions in regards to the market. Again, I would tune them out as well. Nobody with any sort of accuracy ever has been able to call short-term movements in the market. It's just impossible. You don't know what's going to happen next. And this is why you need to focus on fundamentals and what works and what has always worked. Whether the markets are going up or down, does it make, really, quite frankly to me, much of a difference at all? If it's going down, I get to buy more high-quality stuff that I might own already at a lower price. And markets are going up, I can trim positions that have done well and move those assets to other places.
Mm-hmm.
What you're supposed to do. Trying to guess what's going to happen over the short term has always been an exercise in futility.
Now, the big box stores, the big retail giants, are trying out something different. Now, I've never heard of this being done. Some retailers now are saying that they might refund customers or just allow them to keep their unwanted gifts and refund their money back that way.
Some are saying that, certain products might cost them more to restock them.
Exactly.
So they're just saying, forget it.
Exactly.
It's interesting. Again, you're going to run into the problem where people are going to say, I didn't want this, even though they did want it, and give it back. So I don't know. That seems to me to be a difficult type of incentive at that point in time.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of things being done, but I've never heard of somebody saying, well, no refund without you returning what you brought. Usually that's the case.
Yeah, hey, listen, I might handle it a little bit differently. I might, say that, hey, I'm going to open up a section of my store or open up a little store and call it, returns. And then you come there and you restock them and you resell them there. Resell them at a discount to an item that wasn't bought and returned. So I might go, I would rather go in that direction.
Now, you follow the airline industry, and there's a U.S. trade group representing major passenger and cargo airlines that is asking the 5G wireless deployment that's being set up around these airports to be delayed. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I heard something about that there were some concerns in regards to, it was messing with GPS or navigation systems or something like
that.
Well,
that's possible.
Yeah, and I heard that there was some, concern about that, and obviously that's something that needs to be looked into.
All right, well, what I was talking about and referring to with Wall Street, I'll just bring it up real quickly here. Wall Street closed down. I don't believe it's – is it open today? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's – what is it today? Is it shortened session? No, I think it's closed today, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
But anyway, the indexes are still poised for some big annual gains. Is that what you're seeing where you're at? Because that's what some of the prognosticators are saying.
Markets had the indices had a good year. It just, it's the indices. And what did you own in those indices that did well? There was also a lot of companies that, didn't fare so well. A lot of people lost a ton of money this year because they tried to get rich quick on whether it be meme stocks or, various different, speculative plays, IPOs. Most of them are trading below their initial market price. There's been a bit of a flight to quality, but the reality is there's always a flight to quality. Eventually, companies trade for what they're worth.
Now, Amazon updated Alexa. That's something they own, following the Penny Challenge incident that they had, which apparently got them into a little bit of a, I'll call it a problem. I don't know what how bad the problem was. Do you?
No. What it was that they actually gave advice to a child that would have killed the child. In regards to, I don't know what the exact circumstances was, but I had wanted a kid to told a kid to touch a, I think a, an open plug with a penny or something
right.
like that.
Right.
That nature, and you know
that would electrocute you under normal circumstances.
Yeah, under all circumstances. But the kind of creeping people out, you know, they heard about this saying, how in the world could this happen? You know, is that, oh, that fear out there, artificial intelligence, you know, there's just been movies made about it. It goes live and, it kills its masters. So I guess that's one of the reasons why that story is getting such widespread, publication.
Now I talked about this during the early course of the evening. I'm going to mention it again. The CDC has recommended against cruise ship travel as the COVID-19 cases, namely the Omicron, is resurging.
If you're afraid, you're afraid. You're going to get this Omicron. It's just there's no avoiding it. You know, they're not telling you this. I'm telling you this. Your government's never truthful with you, okay? And that's one of the things. I've talked about this before. I love my country. I can't stand government. But they're not being honest with everybody. There's nothing they can do. They're scrambling around like a bunch of idiots up and changing things. They know. They know that there's no stopping this. So you take a look at the numbers going across, and we're lucky. I think that this Omicron version is probably going to be better than most of the vaccines. Most of the people getting cold-like symptoms. Studies coming out of the UK. Most of the people that are hospitalized in the UK, they're not going on high-flow oxygen, and they're out of the hospital within 3 days. It's just, this is the reality of the situation. You have to learn to live with it, and you're going to have to move on.
Now, Mexico's central bank, and we've talked about this before, I believe, about the digital currency, is going to have a digital currency by 2024. I believe they're going to Bitcoin. That's what we talked about.
Mexico?
Yeah.
I thought that they were going to go with their own digital currency.
They may be, but they were talking Bitcoin at one time.
Yeah. It's always been the option is they're going to have your own digital currency. China's already starting to use that as well. It allows you to be tracked everywhere and all the money that you spend, the governments can also take it away. China, some of their digital currency actually expire. So it's either you use it or lose it. So whatever floats your boat.
All righty, my friend. Here comes the music. Have yourself a happy, happy, happy new year. We look forward to talking to you on Monday.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check it all out, and you'll know what we know and what he knows. How about that? All righty. Coming back, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.